Hi, I'm Dean Koontz. Welcome to my podcast. I entitled this piece, Visiting Ed Gorman. Ed Gorman is a writer, a mystery writer, and a good friend of mine. And we were good friends for many years. This may sound unusual. We were good friends for many years without ever having met face to face. We spoke on the phone all the time. I've never had as lengthy a phone calls with anyone as I had with Ed, or as many of them. We spoke a couple of times a week. And they were often riotous phone calls, very funny, and I enjoyed Ed so much, and I enjoyed his writing so much, that after having known him for several years, Jerd and I decided we'd pay him a visit. We were driving across country to do book research and also to do some family business back east. And we drove through the Southwest and the South on our way east. And driving back, we were going to research some other things, and we were driving the northern route, and I realized that by just going a few hundred miles out of our way, we could meet Ed Gorman and his wife, Carol. So I said to Ed, "Are you up for a visit?" And they were. So we spent 2 days in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And driving into Cedar Rapids, we had the most wonderful aromas in the air. You could smell chocolate and coconut and every good thing you could think of. The air was just redolent with them because Cedar Rapids is a big food processing town, and they must have been making granola bars or, you know, health bars of one kind or another. So the first night we were there, we checked into our hotel and we met Ed and Carol for dinner, and we had a lovely dinner. Carol was this delightful person. We just had a great time. And the next, they said that evening, "What do you want to do tomorrow? You know, Cedar Rapids, there's an awful lot to see and do that we might not squeeze into one day." And we said, "We want to see the Czech Museum." And here, from Ed and Carol, we got the most bizarre expression. They looked at us, "There's a museum in Cedar Rapids? There's a Czech Museum in Cedar Rapids?" They had lived there all their lives, but had never heard of it. And I said, "Yeah, we've heard that it's the most amazing collection of things Czechoslovakian that exists in the United States." And I said, "Oh, well, do you have the guidebook about it or entry?" And we said, "Yes." So the next day, we met them in the morning. They picked us up at our hotel room, and they took us to the Czech Museum. And it was actually in a rather large house out in an area that had once been residential but had sort of turned industrial. And we pulled into this parking lot and got out of the car into the most god-awful smell I have ever smelled in my life. It was so horrendous that I immediately almost threw up. Now, I've never encountered a smell in my life that made me instantaneously want to vomit, but this did. It was so overpowering that tears came to my eyes, and Jerda was in the same condition. I found her rooting in her purse for Kleenex that she was holding over her mouth and her nose. And Ed and Carol are leading us toward the Czech Museum, just chatting away, blithely oblivious to this horrendous stench. And I said, Ed, my God, what is that smell? And he said, "Smell?" And I realized they didn't really smell what we seemed to have smelled. And then he said, oh, you know, sometimes that's the smell you get in parts of Cedar Rapids. And he said, "You see that huge building over there?" And I saw a huge building not terribly far from us. He says, "That's a hog kill. And they probably just slaughtered a lot of hogs." And the smell, of course, is viscera and everything else that's interior to the animal. And then Ed said, "And some people say it's really compellingly awful because the flesh of a pig and the flesh of a human being are very similar, and that when we smell the flesh of a freshly slaughtered pig, it gets back to something primitive in us and makes us think about human death." This was actually more than I wanted to know about why the smell was so bad. We got into the Czech Museum, and inside the Czech Museum there wasn't any horrendous stench. And so we took a long time in the Czech Museum. It actually, if you're ever in Cedar Rapids and it still exists, it's a fabulous place. The Czechs are a tremendously ornamental society, and they make dresses for certain folk celebrations that are made entirely out of fish scales that are carved into shapes and sewn together and then painted or dyed. They're the most amazing costumes I've ever seen. Everything in this museum, we had a great time into it, but I almost thought I was going to lock my heels and not leave the Czech Museum. But we got out of the Czech Museum and the hog kill had passed in the couple of hours we were in there, and there was no smell. It didn't smell of coconut and chocolate anymore, but at least I didn't want to throw up. We went to lunch from there, and this may let you know just how terrible the smell was. We got to a very nice restaurant. We went in, we were given the menu, and when I looked at anything that was carnivorous, when I looked at the steak, just seeing the name on the page, just seeing the word filet mignon or New York steak made me almost head a bolt for the bathroom, and Gerda was the same way. And I said to Ed, you're gonna think I'm crazy, just the idea of meat after that smell. I don't think I'm gonna eat meat for a week. And Ed said to me, oh, when I first moved here, I couldn't eat meat for a couple of years. So it wasn't just that the Kuntzes have particularly sensitive noses. So we had a lovely lunch, entirely vegetarian on my behalf, and we did a couple of other things. And then we went for the first time to Ed and Carol's house. In all the years that Ed and I had been talking on the phone, I had never known, or he had never mentioned, that they had cats. Nor had I ever mentioned to Ed that I am so allergic to cats that if I go into a house with a cat, I will go into anaphylactic shock and have to be rushed to a hospital. I actually carry EpiPens and have to give myself injections in the thigh and drink a bottle of Benadryl before you get me to the hospital, because otherwise I might not make it. So we went into Ed's and Carol's house after the lovely day at the hog kill, and we went in there, and it was a beautiful home, immaculate. And we were actually in the living room, sitting, chatting, having a drink, and having a great good time. And I was in the house 30, 40 minutes, and I had no reaction and wouldn't have known a cat was there. And there were stairs leading out of a corner of the living room that went down to the basement level, and it was a finished basement, but we hadn't gone down there yet. And I happened to be looking that way when out of the top of the stairs came a cat. And the moment I saw the cat, and was that close to the cat, I suppose it was a testament to the fact there was no cat dander in that house, that I had been unaware there was a cat in the house. But the moment the cat came within view of me, my face began to swell, my eyes began to go bloodshot, and I began to have breathing difficulties. I bolted from the sofa, flung the front door open, and ran out in the yard, wheezing and coughing and streaming tears from my eyes. And none of the neighbors seemed to find anything unusual about this. I later thought that was probably a lot of people left the Gorman home that way. I don't know what the Gormans did to them, but they must have done it so regularly that other people in the neighborhood were used to people exploding out of their house. Fortunately, I got out of the cat-infested house before I went into anaphylactic shock. It was one of the more unusual visits I've ever paid, but one of the most wonderful, because Ed and Carol are some of the best people I've ever known. This has been the Dean Kuntz Podcast. For more information like this, visit my website at deankuntz.com.